Here's a C program that declares the array on the previous page and actually goes through and looks at the various elements. Notice how I initialize it. I say int and a set of empty brackets because that's the top dimension, and it will infer from my initializer list how many elements there are. Well, if you look inside the initializer list at the top level, there are three elements. The element, the array 1, 2, the second element is the array 3, 4, and then finally the array 5, 6. Now, of course, I could put a 3 inside of those empty brackets because that certainly matches what I've got there. I just do this to emphasize the fact that the compiler will infer the dimension from your initializers. That 2, though, in the second set of brackets is necessary. What this says is that A is an array of a certain number, an undetermined number, of arrays of two integers. In other words, each element is an array of two integers. Of course, I can use the normal syntax to get at what we want. That is, I can use two dimensions. And so when I go through the array to print out what's there, in the printf statement there, I say A sub I sub j. Well, what that does is it says, let's look at the ith element. And so that is in turn going to be an array itself of two integers. And then the second subscript will go inside of that array and pick out the certain element that you want. So if I is 0 and j is 1, then I'm going to get the number 2 because the 0th element is the first element in the array, and that's 1, 2. And then in turn, inside of that array, element sub 1 will be 2, since they're 0-based and 1 is the second subscript.